What came first, instrumental or vocal music? Well, that's about as easy as what came first, the chicken or the egg. But we do know that instrumental music has been popular since man first blew through a seashell or beat on a log. Welcome to another episode of Minnesota Music Memories. This is your host, Carl Undehound, and tonight's show is chock full of instrumental tunes. After all, who needs vocals anyway? Instrumental music has evolved from classical to marches to big band to hit parade to surf music of the 60s, and it's still going strong today in the theme songs we hear in the movies and on TV. Kicking off tonight's show is a group of college students from Marshall, Minnesota. The Marauders were a horn rock band who were the brainchild of Dick Schreier back in 1965. They recorded this tune titled Caliente.
Thank you.
That was Savage World by The Gestures from Mankato, Minnesota, written by Dale Menton. Savage World is the only instrumental the group recorded. Up next, we cross the border to Huron, South Dakota, for a song by J.B. and the Cats. Formed in 1962 by Lloyd Nerland and Steve Pugsley, J.B. and the Cats played the Midwest Ballroom Circuit. 2 years later, they recorded this song at K-Bank Recording Studio in Minneapolis. Only 500 copies were pressed on the Banger label. Then the Vietnam War ended the band's prospects. Here's Tension by J.B. and the Cats. Custers. It was recorded in 66 on the B-Sharp Presents label and was originally done by the Marquees. For your edification, B Sharp Music was the premier musical instrument shop in the Twin Cities, located at Central and Lowry in Northeast Minneapolis. Yours truly purchased a couple of bass guitars, a 12-string Rick, and a Fender Bassman amp from B Sharp. Among Don E. and the Costers was Doug Reynolds, who later played keyboard for the CA Quintet. I should point out that even though there are limited vocals in this song, I still count it as an instrumental, the same as I would for The Champs' Tequila or The Safari's Wipeout. On Deck, another 60s group from the Twin Cities who, in fact, still perform today. Charles Shane and the Dell Counts. This 1974 recording is titled Who Cares? As we play instrumentals on Minnesota Music Memories. was the Mavericks from Hebron, North Dakota with Caballero. The roots of this group go back to 1946 when they were known as the Rhythm Cowboys. In 55, they changed their name to the Country Cousins and later to the Mavericks. How songwriters come up with a title for an instrumental is guesswork. I suppose the melody and rhythm conjure up an image in one's mind and voila, you have a title. Our next song is titled Hey Pedro. It's an instrumental written in 1959 by none other than Chuck Berry. The version we're playing is titled Pedro and bears little resemblance to the original. It's by a Twin City group, the Del Villaros. Other than recording this song in the early 60s on the Soma label, that's about all we know about this group. Here's Pedro by the Del Villaros.
Hey Pedro!
Back in 1962, three members from a group from Park Rapids, Minnesota called The Rockets joined with Terry Sexton to become The Pretenders, a popular dance band in North Central Minnesota. That song was a crowd favorite called The Gorp. Next, for your listening pleasure, we have a song by the popular Twin City group The Novas. Better known for their quirky tune, The Crusher, The Novas began their musical life in 1963 when Bob Nolan and Jeff Raymond joined John Eckley, Jim Ronald, and Jim Owens from The Caretakers. Here's their instrumental contribution titled Take Seven, which may just refer to taking on a 7-foot wave. That was a Milwaukee, Wisconsin group, the Citations, with their 1962 tune titled Moon Race. The 45 was released on the Sarah label and was written by Ted Casper. That was The Grind, written by Greg Malin for his group Gregory D. and the Avantes. The song was recorded in 1964 and released on the Garrett label. I heard the Avantes do this song live at the Frederick Rec in Frederick, Wisconsin, probably in 1965. Next up, the premier instrumental group from the Twin Cities, the Trashmen. Known for their mega hits Surfin' Bird and Bird Dance Beat, the Trashmen also covered popular instrumentals of the day, including this song, Malaguena. Made famous by Dick Dale and the Deltones, Malaguena was actually written in 1928 by Cuban composer Ernesto Lecuona.
Thank you.
You're listening to Minnesota Music Memories. That was Tabula Rasa by Inner Light from Urbandale, Iowa. This song was recorded in 1970 on the SSEXX label and was written by Dave Robinette and Dan Sullivan. Shades of Psychedelia. Originally known as Dick Allen and the Rebel Rousers, in 1963 they trimmed the name down to The Titans and filled dance floors throughout Minnesota. The song was recorded in February of 1964 on the Soma label. It's their third 45 and it's titled The No Place Special. Lou Riegert and the Troops with Gary's Tune. Lou was a Twin City DJ at KDWB, where he was known as Lovable Lou Riegert. TV viewers may know him for his 21 years on CNN, where he went by the name Lou Waters. Going back to South Dakota for this tune by Rich Clayton and the Rumbles. From Council Bluffs, Rich Clayton, Joe Brunworth, Steve Huff, and Bud Phillips joined up in 1962. At first they were an instrumental group, but later added vocal selections. They prevail to this day, and in 1996 opened for the Beach Boys before 20,000 music lovers. Here's the flip side to their first 45, and it's appropriately titled Flip Side. You're listening to Minnesota Music Memories. Thank you. The Five Spots recorded this next song, Black Rock, back in 1960, released on the Soma label. Both sides of this 45 were included on the Minnesota Rockabilly Volume 5 LP. Four seniors from Madison East High School in Madison, Wisconsin. Back in 62, they formed a dance band called the Marauders. During their college years, they played many a gig throughout southern Wisconsin. Then they discovered there were other bands sharing their name, so they switched to Merrill's Marauders, a nod to Merrill's Marauders of World War II fame. Here's their predictably named song, The Marauder.
Thank you.
Here's a tune by another Wisconsin group, The Stage Man. Hailing from Fond du Lac, they recorded this next song, Fallout, in 1964 at the Sarah Recording Studio in Sauk City. They were quite popular in the Milwaukee area, playing a repertoire rife with Chuck Berry and Buddy Holly tunes. Google this song up. It's titled Twang in the tradition of Link Wray or Duane Eddy. Don't know a thing about the group other than they're called the Rhythm Kings. They recorded this on the Gaiety label out of Minneapolis. Hope you're enjoying all the snaps, crackles, and pops as these songs were recorded from 45 singles. Heading east for this next song by the very popular Torquays, heavily influenced by the Ventures and the Shantays, this four-piece group from Detroit really started to click when they opened for the Rolling Stones at a concert in Olympia. In 1967, the Torquays were renamed the Trees, but the whole deal sprung a leak when the letters started arriving from the draft board. The group disbanded in 1969. Can't thank you enough for listening to our show. We'll cap off the evening with a little-known Minnesota group, the Gaymans from 1966. Thanks for joining us on Minnesota Music Memories. Here are the Gaymans with Freeway. Freeway.